the plastic we throw away in a single year could circle the Earth 4 times. Out of the 320 million metric tons of new plastic mass-produced each year, almost all from oil, 8 million tons leak into the world's oceans and waterways. That is the equivalent of a truckload of plastic being upturned and shaken out straight into the sea every minute of every day. Every minute of every day, 1 million plastic bottles are used. Imagine each of those bottles a quarter filled with oil, the amount of oil needed to make the bottle in the first place. In the last decade, we've produced more plastic than we did during the whole of the last century. And this is the one that usually stops people in their tracks. By 2050, the ocean will contain more plastic by weight than fish. Plastic has us in a vice-like grip. It has colonised supermarket shelves and kitchen bins, invaded parks, grass verges, beaches and beauty spots. It has leaked into our oceans to impact wildlife and muscled its way onto the nightly news. For a material that's supposed to provide background assistance to everyday life, that's quite the attention upgrade. Plastic has jostled its way into our very souls. But more alarmingly still, it has been shown to be in both our food chain and our bodies. Cleaning up the unwanted plastic from all these areas and halting its further march into the fabric of our lives starts right now. It has to. In human history, as many have observed, there was the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, the Iron Age, and today we are living through the Plastic Age. But the Plastic Age isn't something we can sit by and watch passively, observing, as if the inexorable plastic takeover was just another natural phase of human evolution. As I'll show in this book, the impact of the plastic pandemic is so serious it becomes a zero-sum game. Either plastic wins, or we do.